Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up?
Our kids collect germs. Duh. That's what they do. They touch things. They touch their face. They put things in their mouth. They touch other kids. They touch poles. They touch armrests. They put their faces on things. They're just nasty sponges with feet and hands. But there are 10 for sure ways to help keep your kid germ free. And that's what I'm going to talk about, especially for this winter season, because I don't know if you ever gone through your kid going through the flu, but Anya has had the flu, and when I told I was at a new job in training, and she took three days out of my week of me being at work to either go pick her up early from school. My brother had to pick her up from school. I had to take her to a doctor's appointment. I had to get her drugs. It's not a fun thing. So the more you can keep them germ-free, the better. If their fever is 101 to 103, call their doctor. Wash their hands with soap. I always have to tell Anya, go wash your hands. Then she said she washed her hands. I said, did you wash your hands with soap? She'd be like, no. So she didn't wash her hands. I don't know why, but you have to ask them that, or you have to make sure that they do. Covering their mouth when they sneeze, tell them they need to do that to be polite. Wash their hands when they sneeze with soap. Too much, you know, handling and touching is not good. They can get, you know, certain germs from certain places. Bundling them up too much and they sweat, they could catch a cold like that too. So don't overdress them. Refrain from kisses when they're sick. Refrain from kisses when you see they got drippage from the nose. Please, I'm just warning you. Lysol everything. I have 2 things of Lysol in my house, 1 in my car. Spray down everything, wipe down everything. Clorox wipes are your friend. Lysol spray is your friend. I more so like paper towel versus sponges or washcloths, because I feel like they just hold germs. And if I use a washcloth, I use it and I throw it away because I don't want to wash it. Meds, just be sure if you're going to give them medication that you look at the age range. A lot of the medicine that's on the counters, you cannot give to kids under 2, just because they don't weigh enough to take that dosage. So just be mindful of that. Also, antibiotics for colds. They're not going to treat the cold. They're going to kind of like tame the cold. When she did catch the flu, they gave her Tamiflu and some ibuprofen, which helped. I think it took like 2.5 days for me to see like some good results from it. Keep your kids hydrated. That juice is not going to help them. Soda is not going to help them. Capri Suns is not going to help them. Keep you some Pedialyte in the fridge just in case. Make sure they drink water. Herbs, vitamins won't always kill sickness, but I feel like it does help. One thing that does help is airborne. Sorry. You could get the chewables, or you can take the pill form if that's something you want to do. A cold can't really turn into the flu. It was unless they were already exposed to the flu virus that gave them the flu. So that's how they got the flu. More so when you keep sending your kid to school with the flu, they're just passing around to other kids. when she caught the flu, some kid passed it around to her. So just be mindful of your kids and what they touch and what they eat and where they put their clothes when they take it off, where they pick it up from. You know, kids who really don't get sick keep clean hands, active all the time. They sleep a lot. That sleep helps a lot of things. You know, Anya hates naps. Right now, she's knocked out in her bed, and it's before 7 o'clock, so, She refuses to take naps during the day, so she's falling asleep now. Keeping hands away from their face is key. When I'm in the grocery store, I always tell Anya to keep her hands off of her face. Don't touch nothing I didn't tell you to touch. Don't touch the cart. You wipe down the cart. Ari puts her mouth on everything. I'm surprised she's not more sick than she is. Most of the time when Ari gets sick, she usually catches it from Anya. And balance their diet. You have to have veggies. You have to have, you know, food that will digest and turn into water. You gotta balance out carbs, their meats. Like, a lot of the things that they're putting in meat, they shouldn't even have. A lot of the pesticides they're spraying on this fruit, they shouldn't even have. But, you know, we can only do so much when we're not farmers, when we don't process this food, and we just have to purchase it because we have to feed these kids. I completely understand, because there's a lot of things that if I don't buy it for Anya, the school might give it to her. So, just be mindful of that. Make good choices at the grocery store when you can make good choices. Get the bananas. Get the yogurt. My kids aren't really big on milk, so I get them yogurt. They like yogurt. They do like eggs. They're not big on grits. They love oatmeal, so I give them oatmeal. But oatmeal was an issue last year where it had something in it that was causing people to get sick. So you just never know what things that's on the shelf in the grocery store. I mean, you never know with the fruit, what they're spraying the fruit with. You just never know what they're spraying on the vegetable. So I don't know. If it's in America, the odds are it's probably not safe. But this is where I live. So do whatever you gotta do to keep your kids healthy and germ-free. Y'all be good. I gotta finish watching Ozark. Bye.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.